shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here is your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
Friends, I don't want to be overly optimistic here. I'm an optimistic kind of guy. I don't want to be overly optimistic. I want to be realistic here as we hit the new year and we look at, you know, what's happening, what's going to be happening here with the midterm elections. I know that the odds are stacked against Republicans, just in a historical sense, because they're the party in power. But I have to tell you that there's a lot of good things happening out there, and you know, I want to talk about some of those today. There are some good things happening that, in some respect, if you go back in time, a decade ago, you might have a hard time envisioning these things even happening. And when I say that, one of the first things, this is not what I wanted to talk about today, but it always makes me think of the Roe versus Wade decision and how that's effectively been overturned. That's happened in the past, of course, but I remember when that decision was made. I remember going to listen to people running for office speak and talking about overturning Roe versus Wade, and I remember talking with a friend about that, and he found it laughable, not because he didn't want it to be overturned, but because that seemed so unlikely. And now that's happened. Of course, that happened several years ago. But my point in simply mentioning that is to say that there are other things that are akin to that, similar to that, that are happening now, I would say, in real time, or that the stage is being set for, that we could actually see accomplished that my oh my, would be fantastic. And some of these things are happening even, probably not as big as that, of course, in the sense of defending the value of human life. Nothing's going to get as close to that But there are other areas that we needed to see radical transformation in a good way, and we're seeing those. So that's what I want to talk about today, my friends. But you know that your investments are like seeds you plant. They grow, they multiply, but are those seeds bearing the kind of fruit that you want? At 48 Financial, they believe your money should reflect your values. They specialize in wealth management and biblically responsible investing. They screen out companies that do not align with your faith. It's all part of their purpose-centered financial planning, helping you live a life of meaning and purpose. If you want to see your investments or to what degree your investments align with your values, all you have to do is take a quick and easy assessment at 48financial.com/Todd. That's 48financial.com/Todd. I completed this assessment. You can too. It's very quick and easy. And once you do that, they'll tell you to what degree or if your investments align with your values. 4-8 Financial, they're here to worry about your money so you don't have to, my friend. Okay, so let's go through a few of these things, my friends. And again, to be clear, I'm not here to declare victory. We're not anywhere near that. In fact, the proper way to look at this, as I've said before, is that this fight that we're in is never going to end. You know, you think about sports, one of the things that happen when you watch a football game, for example, you might really be pulling for one team to win, but you're going to find that answer out after 60 minutes of play, or maybe there's an overtime or whatever. You don't have to wait days or weeks or months or years. And the thing is, we're never going to see absolute victory in the political world when it comes to defending liberty and freedom. This is never going to be achieved. In fact, I would maintain that that's one of the problems that we have had over the course of time, is that we mistakenly thought, hey, it's in the Constitution, you know, we elect these people, they tell us the things we want to hear, they've got that taken care of, we don't have to pay attention. Friends, that is a naive way of looking at things, and I know many Americans prior to recent years used to look at things that way. This is a lifelong battle, and in a sense, you're never going to see the end of the game. You're never going to see the final score. Now, interestingly, you will see the score if you lose. You'll see the scoreboard when free speech is taken away, when prosperity is gone. And we've seen some of these things over the course of time, but we are riding that ship. And that is what I want to talk about today. So one thing I want to start here by talking about is for years now, the left, the lovers of big government, have used the government shutdown to instill panic and to use it politically to achieve what they're trying to accomplish, to try to get votes. And there is now evidence, to suggest that that isn't effective anymore. Now, you may remember at the end of the year, a couple weeks ago, I did a show about what to expect in 2026. And I said, expect there to be the potential of a shutdown, a very real potential for a shutdown. I still think that that's possible. But if you listen to the rhetoric coming out of Washington, D.C. from the Democrats, the tone and tenor of the argument is a little bit different than it was, say, back in November. They seem to be talking more about the importance of passing these spending bills. They seem to be talking about the importance of Congress determining how the money is going to be spent instead of Trump and his administration during a shutdown. And so it would appear that they've learned potentially. This is a potential interpretation, but with the left and the Democrat Party, there's always a hidden agenda somewhere there. So I'm not going to completely accept it at face value, but I am telling you that that is certainly a possibility that they saw, that they felt the impact of, well, maybe losing the government shutdown battle, because they shut the government down back in November for, 43 days, the longest shutdown we've had. They made it clear by changing their votes and the government suddenly reopened, they made it clear to people paying attention that they were the ones who shut it down to begin with. All they did was effectively delay, just pause temporarily for 43 days what was happening in our nation's capital. And they didn't really get any concession. It was a bizarre thing, and maybe they've learned from it. And I hope they have, not because Democrats suddenly, those in Washington, D.C., suddenly have a a meeting with reality, an acceptance of reality, but what they will accept are the political implications. They don't want to politically harm themselves, and so they've accepted that possibly, they've possibly accepted, let me say that, that a shutdown is bad news for their political cause, especially here in a campaign year, in a midterm election year. So that is a good thing. Wouldn't it be great? Now, the other side of me wants to balance this out and say, it certainly would be great if the tactic of threatening a government shutdown would stop working on voters, where voters would stop panicking when voters realize, you know what, our government is not that essential. Our government doesn't need to be doing all of these things. Our government shutting down for a week isn't the end of the world, although certainly it should be avoided. But wouldn't it be best to avoid it by actually having our government do its constitutional authority, its constitutional obligations, and nothing else? That would be what's best for this country. So it makes me wonder, are Republicans going to once again kick the can down the road when it comes to actual spending cuts in these spending bills? You might recall that there are, what are there, 9 spending bills that have to be passed. 3 of them were already passed for the full fiscal year back in November. 6 of them remain to have to be passed here by the end of the month, by January, I think it's the 30th, or there will be another shutdown. So we'll see what happens. But the tension is, ultimately, the tension is from people like, I would say, the vast majority of you and me who want to see real substantial cuts to those spending bills, not just, you know, picking little pieces off here and there, not continuing at a lower rate of growth, none of those silly games, actual spending cuts. We have a spending problem in this country. We don't have a revenue problem. We don't have too little revenue coming in. We have too many dollars going out. It's a mess what's happened, not just in Washington, D.C., but what's happened in places like Minnesota with the alleged abuse that we've seen with the daycare center fraud, which I'll talk about that as well. Tim Walz has dropped out as of Monday, dropped out of the race to run for re-election as Minnesota's governor, which is, again, another good step. But who are they going to put up in to run in his place? We talked with Mike Lindell, who's running as a Republican for governor of Minnesota there. And so we'll see what happens. These are again, good things heading in the right direction. But we still have, obviously, a lot of ground to cover. And this, we can never look at this as though we've won. You can say, well, we're winning. Things are going in our direction. But when you say that we've won, you acknowledge psychologically the game is over. And this game is never over, my friends. The left will not let this game be over. When you realize what we're up against and that they have an incessant desire, it is nonstop. It is what they worship. They worship government. They worship power. They will not stop. They constantly look for ways to increase their power, control, to increase the way that they get wealthy off of quote-unquote serving in the government apparatus. And so this problem is never going away. So we can look at this and say we're winning, we're ahead, maybe in certain areas, some places we're certainly behind. And some of their tactics are not nearly as effective as they once were. And the American people no longer being panicked over potential shutdown threats, to me, is a really good indicator of how far the average American's political understanding has evolved over the past, whatever it is, past several years. So, another good thing that's happened out there, I don't know if you saw this yet or not, but the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is shut down. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting is shut down. Now, you'll remember the fight recently about government funding NPR. government funding, PBS, those sorts of things. You'll remember that there was a heck of a fight about this. We were subjected to, I forget the name of the CEO at the moment. I wasn't expecting to mention this, but I remember her going to testify at the Capitol, how important their work was and all that sort of stuff, how she was very unbiased and how it was necessary for public tax dollars to be used to ensure that Americans out there got access to truth and information and so forth, which of course is not at all what happens in reality. What happened in reality was that this government, the PBS was used as a tool to further the left's political agenda. In fact, here's Senator John Kennedy. I'm not going to play this whole thing because this, of course, could go on forever. But John Kennedy from the Senate floor talking about some of the things that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, NPR, PBS, was producing with taxpayer dollars. He does this every year, and this is just giving you an example.
Has published.
There we go.
Using taxpayer money.
Here's examples of stories they published.
I'll just read the headlines.
Using taxpayer dollars. That's what he said.
First headline, NPR News Service. Michael Avenatti, quote, a profile of the media savvy attorney.
You remember him, right?
They love Michael Avenatti. You know where Michael Avenatti is today? He's in jail. You know why? He's a crook. But for a while, he was a media darling.
He sure was.
On NPR.
Taxpayer
funded. Here's another headline from NPR. How racism became a marketing tool for country music. I kid you not.
Taxpayer
funded. American taxpayers are spending $500 million a year to pay a local station to buy content that says country music is racist. Here's another headline from NPR. Donald Trump's long embrace of Vladimir Putin.
There we go.
Remember the Russiagate?
Of course.
The Steele dossier?
Oh, yes.
NPR was right in there promoting it.
Sure were.
Couple more headlines that NPR is putting out there using your tax dollars. This headline, monuments and teams have changed names. Let me say it again. Monuments and teams, presumably sports teams, have changed names as America reckons with racism. Birds are next.
Oh, yes.
I don't know any birds that are racist.
No, keep looking, Senator Kennedy, because the left will tell you. This gives you an idea. This gives you an idea. This goes on. It's a four-minute clip, but I played about half of it just to give you a flavor. This is the sort of things that NPR was doing. NPR, PBS, they were funding the political, or I should say the political narrative, I guess, that was in the best interest of the Democrat Party, of the radical left. And it was being funded by your tax dollars, my tax dollars. Now, if people want to go out there and start their own media company and share these opinions, that's their business, freedom of speech. But you know what? It's got to be able to work in the marketplace. That's one of the reasons. In fact, if you look at the success of talk radio or podcasting, you'll find that historically there's been many more conservatives who were able to have success in this particular field than people on the left. In fact, there used to be a thing back in the day called, what was it, Air America. Air America failed miserably. And it's because whenever you're forced to find ways to fund your ideas, so to speak, with the free market and not under the force of government, which is what PBS and NPR did, at least in part, right? I mean, yes, they raised funds in other ways, but they certainly used a healthy chunk of what was happening, of what they were doing, using a healthy chunk of money provided by the taxpayers. Here's the headline at Red State. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting is officially resolved. Let's salt the earth where it stood. Jennifer Oliver O'Connell is who wrote this piece. The 58-year-old nonprofit Corporation for Public Broadcasting is no more. And this, the Kennedy quote, or the clip I just played, she embedded that in the story. For decades, she writes, conservatives and Republican lawmakers have advocated for CPB to be stripped of its taxpayer funding for the very reasons Senator Kennedy outlined in the video. The video I just played for you, the audio of that anyway. Government should not be paying for Democrat agendas and leftist ideology like the concept of racist preschoolers or Ken Burns' latest snockumentary about how horrible the founders really were. But Congress was never unified enough to cross that line. Thanks to the election of President Donald Trump and the 119th Congress under the leadership of Republican Speaker of the House Mike Johnson and Senate Majority Leader John Thune, somehow they found the testicular fortitude to cut CPB off the government teat. The hypocritical leftists who claimed funding the CPB was imperative because it was such a vital resource to the country couldn't even be bothered to make up the $1.1 billion deficit left by the rescission of government funding. So the once vaunted organization that funded PBS, NPR, and certain affiliate stations took its final breath. She writes, hurry and salt the earth to ensure there is no chance of revival. Here's the clip announcing that. The board of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting voted to dissolve the organization after Donald Trump's successful effort last year to roll back federal funding. The move is not a surprise after it became clear that funding would not be restored. The CPB announced in August it would be shutting down operations. It had about 100 employees and a transition team that has been in place since the fiscal year ended September 30th. So, I mean, listen, these are victories headed, moving America in the right direction. I think we need to stop and recognize and celebrate this. By the way, this is not, some people malign me or people like me for saying these things. But look, this is not about celebrating people's loss of a job. This is about celebrating the end of government doing things that it has no business in doing. In fact, not only not having the business doing it, but it's a bad, bad idea. Bad idea to do this in the process. So that's another victory that we have here, my friends, early in 2026. Friends, you know we've partnered with MyPillow throughout the years. 2025 was a tough year for the company. I had Mike Lindell. He shared a little bit about what he's endured and so forth. But they create great products. We use them here in the Huff household. I've got the pillows and towels, and Oz loves the slippers, which I don't know if she's got on. She does have them on today, my friends. So they have a whole lot of products there designed to make you more comfortable, my friends. MyPillow.com is where you can go. Check it out. You're going to find discounts on probably every product there with discount code Todd. MyPillow.com, again, is where you go. Promo code Todd. Quick time out for me, my friends. You're listening here to the home of conservative, not bitter talk. I'm your host, Todd Huff. Back in just a minute. Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code Todd at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet.
Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Shooters,
hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Just want to remind you here, we're talking about some of the victories that we have seen here in 2026, or that, you know, materialized in 2025. Some of the good things to be optimistic about, things to feel good about. And the next thing I want to talk to you about is something that certainly the existence of this thing is not a good thing. But what is a good thing is that this has been brought to light, and that there are certain positive consequences, or I guess outcomes of this, that are in the best interest of the American taxpayer and those who want to see our government restored to something that resembles sanity versus the absolute insanity it has become over the years. So, friends, before I do that, though, I want to remind you, that if you're curious about Kratom, if you just want honest answers before you try anything, you're invited to the weekly tea talk from Christopher's Organic Botanicals. It happens every Thursday night. That's tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern time. No pressure, no sales pitch, just a real conversation with real people who want to help you understand Kratom. What it is, how it's used, how to stay safe, what to avoid, those sorts of things. And Christopher's Organic Botanicals is here to help you with that. They believe education should come first. It's an important thing here. There's so many headlines and misunderstandings, and they want to help clear the waters on those topics. They believe in that education. That's what makes them different from many of the rest of the folks who provide Kratom, or even worse, synthetic Kratom. A lot of those synthetics are the real problem when it comes to the issue of the bad headlines. So you have some folks who want to provide this stuff without telling you anything about it. You got other folks who want to provide, which is worse, no education and junk, synthetic junk on top of it. Christopher's is here to make sure you understand it and decide if it's right for you based upon the information. So if you've got questions about relief, questions about dosage, safety, sourcing, I should say, this is where you would ask those questions. They got a community built on truth, not hype. So you can join that conversation Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern. Visit christophersorganicbotanicals.com. For more information, again, that's christophersorganicbotanicals.com. Truth, tradition, transparency, my friends. Okay, the other headline here, which we touched on briefly, I want to dig a little bit deeper into that. Somali daycare fraud. Now, here's the deal. Obviously, it's not good that the United States, or specifically here the state of Minnesota, is involved in, well, there's issues of fraud. Of alleged fraud about anything. So that's not good. But what is good is that this has been exposed and that there are ramifications for this. There are things that are happening to hold people accountable, to fix the problem, and to eradicate this nonsense from our states and from our federal government. So the scheme here was that there was a network of Somali-owned daycare and childcare providers. These providers were alleged to have exploited state and federal childcare subsidy programs. These programs were designed to reimburse partners, these partners who were part of their provider network, based upon attendance and enrollment records. So, These providers, these Somali-owned daycare and childcare providers, allegedly inflated their attendance, billed for children that were not present in their facilities, who did not attend their daycare, their childcare system, or whatever, and in some cases, billed for children who don't exist. On top of that, it may be beyond that. It may be that these were, in some cases anyway, were completely ghost operations, which were made to look like they were doing something and not doing, certainly not all of it, maybe not any of it. I don't know, but this has been exposed. This has been exposed by a YouTuber, a independent journalist named Nick Shirley. He blew the cover off of this. And there are consequences. In fact, he posted and he said he basically finished politically Tim Walz. Tim Walz is now not running for governor of Minnesota. Not only that, the Department of Justice has announced that they are looking into the possibility of a criminal probe here that could involve Tim Walz being at the center of this. So there's concerns or some suspicion that Tim Walz knew about this, protected this, kept this hidden. I'm not saying that that's what we're going to find out, but he certainly was running the state where this was happening, and there was a lot of money that was being provided to people who weren't doing what they said they were doing. Now, this, of course, raises a whole lot of questions. Number one, why is this funding, why are we doing this to begin with? Number two, if we are going to do this, if this is a government program that is legitimate, I'm not saying that it is, but let's just assume that it is, how are we managing this? Why are we just, is this on the honor system? How many millions of dollars can a facility or an individual get simply by making the claim that they're doing something with the dollars? Is there no sense of confirming? Is there no interest in confirming that the work is actually being done, that the students are actually real? The estimated losses are tens of millions of dollars, and that's at the state level, where tens of millions of dollars adds up to real money. Not at the federal level, where those are rounding errors. These are within the state. And this is not just a one-off situation. There were organized networks that were operating for years. And a lot of these folks are people who immigrated here, which, of course, some people say you can't talk about that because that's, you're being racist or whatever else they're saying. These are just, my friends, the facts. And so they figured out how to come to this country and to make a good living. Certainly not everybody. That's not the point. The point is that there's a group of them that got together and they were basically helping each other, allegedly, ostensibly, figure this out, navigate this, and put lots of money in their wallets for doing very little or potentially nothing. There were red flags along the way. Auditors flagged the fact that there were near perfect attendance rates, which of course is statistically not a likely thing to happen. Some centers claim to have more children than staffing and square footage allowed. Whistleblowers raise concerns internally, but of course you're not allowed to say anything because these were immigrants. And if you're having concerns or investigations into immigrants with today's media, the only reason they would say that you were doing such things was because you hated certain immigrant groups and communities, you're involved in a hate crime, or you're racist. And so this stuff just stayed there. See how there's insulation built into this to this systematic sort of failure or way of corruption? If certain groups are immune from any scrutiny based upon their identity, you can see how quickly this can devolve into absolute fraudulent mayhem. And that's apparently what we found here. So regulators did not shut down these providers after repeated warnings. The payments continued while the investigations, of course, stalled out. enforcement was delayed because of fears of things like political backlash, accusations, as I mentioned, of discrimination or racism or community sensitivity. You see how this is all the creation of the leftist mind. This is what happens when you can't enforce the laws or investigate because you're afraid of being called racist and everything else. So all this happened, of course, under Tim Walz's administration. There's no claim or evidence that he personally stole money. The issue is why they failed to enforce or execute proper oversight here. And now the Department of Justice is conducting a criminal probe into the fraud itself, whether the warnings were ignored. Maybe there was obstruction. Maybe there was negligence. And then, of course, Tim Walz exits the 2026 race due to this scrutiny that he's facing, thanks to an independent journalist. And remember this, too. Remember when people out there tell you that if you don't work for a big news operation, that you're not a real journalist. Bet me you're not. Nick Shirley proved that. The rest of these journalists had no interest or ability to expose the real story. He did, my friends. Congratulations to him. Thank you to him. And this is a step in the right direction. Quick time out, my friends. Back in just a minute. Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code TODD at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Final segment of today's program. And friends, maybe you've reached that stage where managing your money feels like juggling more than just numbers. There's tax planning, estate work, investment choices, a whole lot more. That's when Family Office Services can really make a difference. Full Suite Wealth brings all those pieces together under one roof, into one cohesive strategy. Their Family Office Services give you access to a coordinated team with advanced option strategies, private equity, private credit, legal expertise, all those things, my friends, under one roof. It's about simplifying your financial life. It's about planning for your future. It's about making sure your legacy, the one that you've built and worked hard for, and sacrificed for, that it stays strong for generations to come. If you're ready for that next level of support, visit FullSuiteWealth.com. That's FullSuiteWealth.com. Build your legacy, secure your future, my friends. Other good things happening out here in the news as well. So again, I know the issue of fraud isn't good, but the issue of fraud being exposed and networks, and this, by the way, this isn't just one bad daycare that happened or a couple. This is a network of daycares that were working together, that were colluding with one another, learning allegedly from one another on how to siphon and steal tens of millions of dollars from the American taxpayers. They had fake attendance records. Auditors tried to warn the state. Whistleblowers tried to warn the state. People, the money kept flowing, because enforcing the rules might offend the wrong people. And so they didn't. And it's not just in Minnesota. Washington State is seeing some patterns as well. This, who knows? This may blow the lid off of this and this be nationwide. I don't know. I'm not saying it will be, but it's very structured and very organized. In fact, it's gotten to the point in Washington State that officials are attempting to suppress reporting by basically saying if you have any scrutiny of these groups, these Somali groups, you're engaging in hate, even potentially engaging in a hate crime. So again, the pattern here is that compassion language is being used as a shield, what people would call compassion language. It's a way to silence free speech and the free exchange of ideas. It's about trying to politically give an advantage to the constituents of the left. It's all part of this kind of pay-to-play ruse that's out there, and you're not allowed to criticize the people who are part of the problem. There's no accountability, and when there's sunlight that begins to shine in the area, they try to avoid it at all costs. And once that light actually illuminates the issue, there's going to be hell to pay for the people who are involved. So that's good. Trump's out there saying California may even be more corrupt than Minnesota. I love how Trump does this, by the way. Trump always has a way of pushing it to the next level, the next target. Yeah, basically he says, hey, you saw what happened in Minnesota. That's nothing. That's child's play. You ought to see what Newsom's doing in California. Look at what's going on over there. So, it's all over the place, and this is good. The exposure of what's happening, wherever it is, no matter which group of people is involved, no matter how much money it is, no matter which system, or I should say government program that's being abused or whatever, this has to be continued to be exposed and ultimately eradicated. So this is a good thing. Now, you may have seen this. This is in the stack of stuff as well. Maybe you didn't see this, but there are people who are beginning to say, hey, with the fall, so to speak, of Maduro and what's happening in Venezuela, this may have ramifications elsewhere. I mean, when is the last time the United States has been in this ideological battle with Cuba for a long, long, long time? And now there's people out there saying that what's happening in Cuba, this is at the nationalpulse.com. I don't have a lot of time here. Headline here says Maduro's capture could be beginning of the end for Cuba's communist regime. Here's why. Since Maduro's gone, the United States coming in, Rick Crawford, who was quoted in this story, says Cuba needs Venezuelan oil. They no longer have the resources that will be provided by Venezuela. So if Cuba needs Venezuela's oil to function and to operate, and now they don't have access to that, Maduro's capture, as the article points out here, could weaken the communist triad of Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua, and that may influence American adversaries further afield like Iran, Russia, China. I mean, this could have large impact, and it could put tremendous pressure on certain nations. By the way, Rick Crawford is the House Intelligence Committee chairman from the state of Arkansas. Regardless, there are good things. I mean, these are things that again, you think about Cuba, the communist takeover there, the revolution, all those years, and now we're looking at the potential that they may feel a tremendous impact. But folks, I gotta run. SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code TODD at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. HomeschoolSafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit HomeschoolSafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevate your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.